Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Raw Tech. My name is Jeremy Foster. You can find me online at codefoster.com, and I'm here with Tim.
Hey, I'm Tim Benrick. I'm a tech evangelist out of Chicago, and you can find me at timrnd.com.
All right, and we're going to show a little bit of Azure CLI today. Tim and I both work a lot with Azure, and we're also both kind of command line people. Would you say that about yourself, Tim? Are you a CLI guy?
You know, I wasn't for a long time, and with all the automation and how many Azure services I spin up, I've been coming more and more around to it. I really like that I can, you know, run a script and have it provision an environment for me, and then I can go do, you know, write code to it and deploy and do it all from the command line without having to open up a web browser.
Yeah, I like that too. We're only going to look at the CLI today, but there's really three different ways that you can interact with your Azure content, the stuff that you have in your Azure subscription. You can go to the portal and just do it with the mouse. That's one way to do it. But you can also, if you want to do it from the command line, so like Tim said, you want to do some scripting, then you can use a CLI tool. And there's a couple of them. There's PowerShell, and then there's the Azure CLI. The big advantage to the Azure CLI is that it's cross-platform. It'll run just fine on Linux and Mac, and that's because it runs on Node.js. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. The third way that you can interact with your Azure content is programmatically using an SDK. So if you're using a .NET app, if you're working on a .NET app, you can use NuGet and install the SDK for interacting with, say, Azure Storage, and you can go programmatically add files into your storage accounts in Azure and so on. If you're using Node, you can use the Node SDK. If you're using Ruby, you can use a Ruby SDK, and the list goes on. So let's go ahead and let's just look at how you would actually get started installing this. So right now I have Node installed on my computer, and you can tell that I have Node installed because if I type Node, it takes me to this REPL, R-E-P-L, the read, execute, print loop. And I can do things. I can say like var x equals 10, and then if I say x, it says 10. That's fine and dandy, but let's say that you don't have Node installed yet. Well, all you have to do, and I won't go through the Node installation, but I will show you the Azure CLI installation. But let's go to nodejs.org. If you're on Windows, this is the easiest way to install Node. You just go there and click the big green button, and it's a simple install, and that installs both Node and NPM, the Node Package Manager. You get both of those with that installation. Tim, are there any other ways to install Node that you are familiar with?
You could use like Chocolaty, but I just have been going and downloading it from the site directly like you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy enough. And I've done it with Chocolaty before. And that's fun if you just kind of are a purist and you want to stay on the command line. But shoot, this installer is so easy. There's no reason really not to do that, right?
Yeah, I've got a Chocolaty script that sets up a machine, but you know what, I find that I've only used it once or twice just to kind of see how it worked, and then I still kind of go back and install things manually, just because when I do a new machine, I like to make sure I'm getting all the latest, and I haven't put the full trust into Chocolaty yet. Not that it's not a great service, I just haven't used it enough.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. Okay, now with NPM, you can install things. I'm actually going to do a removal of Azure CLI, just so you as the viewer feel like we're starting from scratch here. There's not some magic behind the scenes. Now, we install the CLI globally, so we use this global flag. That means that it's available no matter where I'm at in my command line. It's one of the packages that basically I use as a developer as tooling. Not necessarily am I bringing in a library to use with my application or website, but this is a library or a package that I'm bringing in to use at the command line as my tooling. And I'm going to remove the Azure CLI. Now, it already exists for me. I'm going to remove that. It's going to say unbuild, delete some files. There's not a whole lot of cleanup to do with Node because it's so standalone. Everything kind of exists inside of the package folder. So now if I type Azure, it says, I don't know what the heck you're talking about because it doesn't exist on there. Now, after you've done this, like click the big green button on nodejs.org and you have Node, and you're able to type Node and get into the REPL. I'm going to press Control D, as in David, by the way, to get out of there. Now that once you have Node installed, you can NPM, by the way, installed, you can NPM install G, and then you type the name of your module. And we're going to do Azure CLI. Now, I want you to be clear on what the different modules are. Azure CLI is, it uses the dash CLI convention, which is really popular with node packages. If it's a dash CLI, it's probably tooling. It's something for you to use at the command line. If you've never been there before, it's worth it to go to npmjs.org and check out all of the packages. And if you type in Azure, you'll see all the packages for Azure. And one of these, if you go far enough, you're going to find the Azure CLI. And it's different from these other ones. Most of these ones, like Azure, that's what you would pull in if you were working on a website or working on an app and you want to interact with Azure. You would pull in Azure. Now, Azure is the whole client library. Sometimes you don't want the whole thing. You just want to, say, work on queues, or you just want to work on storage. Look for the ones that say they're published by Windows Azure. Those are the first-party ones. So if you only want to interact with storage inside of your app, you would bring in Azure Storage. But what we're doing right now is completely different. We're not bringing in a library into our app to work on it. We're just bringing something into the command line so that we can use it as tooling. So we'll say npm install -g Azure CLI, go for it. And now that's installing globally. If I didn't have that dash -g flag on there, then it would create a node modules folder right here in my current directory. And it would only be available for me to use when I'm right here in this current directory. And that wouldn't make any sense. We want to be able to use this regardless of where we're at. Okay, so we've got this installed. We're back to our prompt here. Azure did a whole bunch of installation. The reason why a lot of stuff happens when you install an NPM package is because NPM packages can depend on other NPM packages. So Azure is a pretty robust module, and it depends on other modules, and so it has to go install all of those. So sometimes, depending on what you're installing, it'll take a really long time to run through all of those. But we're back here at the prompt now, and because I installed that globally, I can now type Azure, and it doesn't think I'm crazy. It now executes that. And there are a few top-level commands here. You can see account, config, blah, 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 mobile, site, storage. These are the different areas of Azure that you can interact with. And you basically use Azure and then noun something like site. And that means I'm going to do something with an Azure website. And then you do a verb. So you do something like list it out. Now, if I just do Azure site and hit enter, it's going to say these are all the things that you can do with Azure site. So a really good way to get help here is to just type what you know. And then if you don't remember the rest, then try just hitting enter or even add a dash H, and that'll give you the help for that. So Azure site list is something that I can do. Azure site list. Now watch this. Azure's going to say, okay, you want to list your websites, but I don't yet know who you are. So it's going to have a hard time with that. It says your credentials have expired. In this case, it's not set up for you. You're not identified. And so we've got to get identified. So Tim, can you tell us how we would do that? How we would go about getting identified?
Yeah, absolutely. There's three ways that you can go about getting. Actually, there's two ways you can go about getting authenticated through the command line. So Jeremy, do you want to switch over to my screen and I can show those two ways? Oh, sorry about that. Let me go ahead and, all right. So as Jeremy said, if I just run Azure, I will see one of the things that I really love to show people that you don't get to see with the way we've got zoomed in here, but this beautiful ASCII art here. You know, you can see the clouds and the Azure. It's just gorgeous. You know, someone's job was to create that, and that's they're very proud of that.
He went home at the end of the day feeling like he had accomplished something.
Exactly. Actually, if you view the source code of the Azure portal, you can see the ASCII art in a comment and the Azure portal source code as well. If you, on the Azure portal, if you just right-click and view source in IE or Chrome there. Fun fact. Anyway, so once we're logged in here, we can see we've got Azure account. And so I'm going to go into Azure account. And as Jeremy said, if I'm not sure what to do, I can just run in here and I will see that I've got a set of options. So I can do list. I have multiple subscriptions I can set. And one of the options here is to do Azure import. And this is kind of the original way to do this. And what this will do is if I run Azure import, it's gonna fail. It's gonna say, where's the file of the publishing profile you want to do? So this download here, account download, Got to spell right. We'll actually, Azure account download. We'll actually launch up a browser window over here, and now I can log in with my credentials. So I can do Tim at timrnd.com. It's going to say okay. It's my Microsoft account. And from here, I can log in. And it will take me to the publishing profile where I can download this. And what this is a, it's going to be a, I can pick which directory because I have multiple subscriptions. So we'll just do my default directory here. And this is going to be an XML document with, and I'll actually save this to my desktop and show you what this actually looks like here. So I'm going to just say Azure import. And so this published settings profile, if I'm going to open this up in a text editor, what you're going to see is this is basically an XML document that says my subscription. So I've got two. I've got a TimRND BizSpark, my BizSpark subscription, and I also have an MSDN. And here is my management certificate that it will actually install into my my local machine certificate directory. And this is what's going to allow me to authenticate. And so this file is actually very, you know, this is kind of the keys of the kingdom. So if someone was to get this file, if this file became compromised, people could log in and manage my Azure subscription. And so although you can't see the full certificate here, I'll probably go in and reset the certificate just to be sure. But this file is kind of, you know, it's right here on my desktop. And so I'm going to copy the path. And now I can do Azure account import. And I can paste in this path. And this is now going to go in and import those two subscriptions into my directory. So now I can do Azure, as Jeremy said, site list. And I should be able to see the websites that I have on these two subscriptions. And what's really important is if you have this file, you're going to want to go and delete that so that this file doesn't get compromised if someone was to log in and get your machine. And so I'm going to go ahead and do that now. And so you can see it's getting my sites and it's saying I don't have any sites created, so I can do Azure site create and I could create a site. And so just like, you know, when Jeremy ran this, he got an error. I've now authenticated. And so if I go back and do Azure account and look at the help, we can see also here that I can clear that. And so if I wanted to clear all the environment, if I wanted to clear out that publishing profile, I can do Azure account clear. And this is going to say, are you sure you want to remove my account information? And so if I do Azure account list, now it should be empty, just like it was. And if I run Azure site list like we did without credentials, I should get that same error, right? And so that's one way. And what we heard from people is like, hey, that's great, but I always have to clear it if I'm on a machine, or and what if it's not my primary machine or my file? That file gets compromised. And so people really wanted another way. Developers like, how can we do this a different way? And so if we just run root Azure, you'll see there's two newer commands that have been added. You've got Azure login and Azure logout. And what this will do is if you read the blue text, it'll say if you have a Microsoft organizational account. And so you can actually run Azure login. And if you're using an organizational account as opposed to a Microsoft account, I'll explain the difference in a second, it's going to say, you know, what's your email, what's your username and password, and you can log in right here. And so when I logged into the Azure portal, you saw I clicked organizational account and I clicked Microsoft account. For me, unless you're running Office 365 or you explicitly know you have an organizational account, chances are you have just a Microsoft account. And a Microsoft account is what lets you log into services like OneDrive or Xbox Music, Xbox Live, things like that. You require a Microsoft account. Windows Excel, yeah, exactly. And so what we can do now is if you don't have one of those, but you like this idea of being able to just run login and have it expire in 24 hours and then run logout if you wanted to, I can show you how to go ahead and get that created. So if I go into Azure, I'm just going to go to azure.com and click on portal. Since I've already authenticated, this should take me right into my Azure subscription. And this is going to take us to the current production portal. Depending on when you're viewing it, the new portal that's been in preview for some time might be the main portal. But currently the only way to manage users is right here in this production portal for right now. The new portal hasn't yet added that feature. But if we come down, you can see Active Directory. And every Azure subscription has an Active Directory by default. It's how you log in. It's what manages your credentials and allows you to have multiple users to manage your subscription. And so if you just want, you can go into your default directory and go to users. And what you'll see is I've actually created one called CLI. And this is going to say timtimbenham.onmicrosoft.com. That's my organizational account. That is the account that was automatically generated from my Microsoft account email address. But to go through the full process, I'm just going to add a user and show how this would work. And so there's three options, a new user in your organizational, a new user with an existing Microsoft, or a user in another Windows Azure directory. You want to choose the first one, a new user within your organization. And that's where it's going to see, here's my current default directory, timbenham.onmicrosoft.com. And so I'm going to go ahead and add in here. I'll do, we'll just do, let's see, Azure CLI. We'll give it a longer name here. So Azure CLI, hit next, and it's going to say, okay, what's your first name and last name? And what kind of user is this? I'm just going to say it's a user and hit next. So I'm going to create a temporary password. And here it is. I'm going to save this. And I'm actually going to put this into a notepad for so that we have that for later. Hit click next. And so now I've got this user Azure Tim, you know, Azure at timtimbenham.onmicrosoft.com. And your email address would be there. So let's say your name was firstname.lastname@live.com or firstname.lastname@gmail.com. Your default directory might look like firstlast@gmail or firstlast@live.onmicrosoft.com. And so don't be confused by how it kind of merges your email address. And so once you've added the user, that's step one. Step two is to go into settings and go to administrators, and you want to actually grant that new user you created, you want to grant him access to your subscription so that he has access to manage that. And so we called ours Azure CLI at timbenham.onmicrosoft.com. I'm going to give him access to my MSDN subscription. You can see right here, this is the logo for an organizational account. And that's exactly what we want to use the Azure CLI tools. And so now once we have that, it's now added as a co-administrator. And to confirm that, I'm going to go and open up an in-private window here in IE. And I'm going to go to Azure.com, and I'm going to log in with this new credentials. I want to do this for two reasons. One is I want to make sure everything was set up right, but also it's going to ask me to change my temporary password. I want to do that so that I don't have to remember that password and use that in the CLI all the time. So Azure CLI at timbenham.onmicrosoft.com. And I think it's still on my clipboard, but I'm just going to recopy it to be sure. My password. It in here, and then it's going to ask me for a password. Perfect. And so now it's logging me into the Azure portal, and you should see that it logs in, and I see all the same resources, and I can manage this just as if I was using my normal Microsoft address. And it's saying, hey, this is your first time logging in. Here's a little tour. And there you can see I'm logged in with Azure CLI at timtimbenham.onmicrosoft.com. So if I go back into my Azure CLI tool, I can now say Azure login. And it's going to say, great, what's your username? And so I can say Azure CLI at timtimbenham.onmicrosoft.com. Enter in the password I just created. And just like that, it's going to authenticate me and give me access to use my subscription. So I can do Azure account list. And here's the site, here's the subscription I just got access to, and I can do Azure site create. And if I do that, it's now going to say, okay, what's your site name? And so we'll call this Azure CLI demo. And it's going to ask me to get the locations, and it's going to prompt me through a command line wizard into creating this Azure website. Now, of course, I don't need to do this. I can pass it in a series of switches to get this set up, but I just wanted to show kind of the wizard and how advanced the tooling actually is.
Even if I remember all of the parameters, when I'm doing it myself, I tend to follow the wizard and let it prompt me and tap 7 instead of typing -L space West US and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm doing it interactively, I like to see these, but you know, sometimes I have, you know, I'll give presentations every once in a while, and it's nice to have a script that is primed up and ready to just create my demo environment that I might need, and so I can just execute that script with all the switches. And so I think there's good use cases for each of those. And just like that, you can see Azure CLI demo. If we went to browse to that Azure CLI demo.
And actually, wait, before you go to the browser, go back to your command line, Tim.
Yep.
Type Azure space browse space Azure CLI demo, and it automatically opens the browser for you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like I say, Azure site browse?
Maybe it's show. Oh, Azure site browse, yeah. Oh, you spelled it wrong.
Cancel it. Try it one more time. Perfect. Look at that. Yep. And here we go. Right up here, Azure CLI demo.azurewebsites.net.
I love that. Perfect. We can have a website running in so few steps.
Yeah, absolutely. And then let's say, you know, I was on someone else's terminal that I wanted to do that. I could just come in here and say Azure log out. And just like that, my credentials are now, oh, I got to say my username. So Azure logout dash user, and it's Azure CLI at Tim Van Halen. Just like that, it's logged out. And if I didn't log out, it's got a timeout period. I think the default might be 24 or 36 hours, and it will actually time out my credentials so that no one has access just to run Azure Site and kind of view and manage my subscription as me. And
yeah,
so I think that these new login, logout features are really cool.
Azure Site Delete would maybe be a bad one for letting people run.
Exactly. Yeah, especially if this is your production subscription.
Well, cool. Well, we installed a Node and Azure CLI and we got logged in. That's kind of probably a good starting point to a whole lot of tutorials on how to use the Azure CLI. What do you say we make some more?
Absolutely.
Cool. Should we wrap it up for now?
I think so. Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thanks for viewing Raw Tech. And we'll see you in our next tutorial.
Cue the music. I thought that went well.
Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.